You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced a $761 million stimulus for Three Waters, an initiative to improve the management of drinking water, stormwater and wastewater. The investment into water infrastructure is a key aspect of the government's planned COVID-19 recovery, with hopes to improve water health and avoid outbreaks such as the Campylobacter outbreak in Havelock North 4 years ago. Yesterday, Jess Hopkins spoke to Alex Walker, the mayor of the Central Hawke's Bay District Council. She asked her how this funding could help in avoiding a repeat of the events in Havelock North.
So this is about consistency of approach to ensure that there is equitable access to safe water across the country. And it sits alongside the introduction of Taumata Arawai, the regulatory body and mechanism which will be stood up in the next 12 months as well. So this is about protecting the health and well-being of all of our communities across the country, because we don't want a repeat of what happened in Hawke's Bay, obviously.
Of the $761 million, $51 million is going towards Taumata Arawai, the newly established water regulation body mentioned by Walker in that clip, with another $50 million going towards Hawke's Bay. Jess asked Alex Walker how this money would assist in regaining public trust in drinking water in the aftermath of the outbreak.
What we're doing together as a region, the four councils are working really closely together to make sure that we can support each other and look at what the best outcomes are across our region. And so there is heavy investment happening right across our region into improvement of water pipes, bore sites, water treatment right across the region.
Walker also spoke about the importance of collaboration between local and national government in addressing this issue.
So local government's working in partnership with the Department of Internal Affairs, and this is part of the funding which has been announced today, is a recognition that local government, as the owners of tens of billions of dollars worth of water infrastructure, needs to be in the tent, if you would like to call it that, when it comes to designing what a reformed structure of delivery looks like, because it needs to work for our communities, and so that's where we're starting from right now.
The rest of the money is to be distributed to various regions, with the largest investment of $100 million going towards Canterbury. The proportion of investment is determined by the population and land area of the region. The approach to Auckland, which is still experiencing a water shortage, is more complicated and is still being considered. The regions that have already been allocated funding will have until the end of September to decide how they will be distributing those funds. The Hawke's Bay Regional Council is currently carrying out a project to 3D map all of the aquifers in the region. When asked about how this will help to tackle the problem of water shortage, Walker commented on the importance of knowing where our water comes from.
It's crucial that we understand how our natural water resources operate, right from the mountains to the sea. And before we make any more changes, we need to understand what it is that we're dealing with that. And just like it has happened in Auckland and Northland and other parts of the North Island, Hawke's Bay has been particularly dry this summer and coming into this winter. And understanding how our water works is absolutely crucial.
Walker brought up another interesting issue in the water debate, which is the prevalence of unknown water sources that aren't managed by local authorities, a problem that is more common in rural areas.
In the rural areas, there's a lot of water supply that happens that's outside of councils, whether that is to rural marae or whether that is rural water which is going to farms or irrigation and what have you. And so there is actually a lot of water structure infrastructure that also sits outside of councils. And to be honest, there's a little bit of an unknown in there about what that looks like. And I think that's why the minister has also signalled a portion of funding set aside to particularly explore that too.
That was 95BFM reporter Jessica Hopkins speaking to Central Hawke's Bay District Council Mayor Alex Walker about the government's regional allocations announcement for the Three Waters funding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.